With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The first wave of rollbacks to the statewide stay-at-home order begins today. Governor Jared Polis is allowing retailers to open for curbside pickup and delivery and letting real estate showings resume. But Alex Hager reports some rules differ by county.
Eagle County was the first in Colorado to receive an exemption from state guidelines. The county proved it was seeing a steady decline in cases and that its hospitals were ready to handle new patients. Garfield County's plan is mostly in line with the state's safer at home policy, but it had already been allowing curbside pickup for retailers. Personal services like hair salons and dog groomers will open May 1st across the state, but Garfield County won't let them open until May 4th. Those businesses must prove that they can implement social distancing once they do. Pitkin County's public health order does not expire until at least Thursday. Public health officials will meet this week to decide what comes next. Details are limited, but County Commissioner Steve Child said it will be different from the state's safer at home order. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado's stay-at-home order expires today, but as Scott Franz reports, that does not mean life is returning to normal during the coronavirus pandemic.
A phased reopening of businesses starts with curbside pickup at retailers that have been closed. On Friday, they will be allowed to open their doors, but only if they limit the number of customers and meet other safety requirements. Hair salons and dentist offices will also be able to start seeing people again. But Governor Jared Polis is still urging residents to stay at home and wear masks in public.
That's the way that we're going to beat this, is those individual decisions people make not to socialize, to stay at home when they can, because people are safer at home.
Some places like Denver are keeping stricter stay-at-home orders in place through early May. But others, including Eagle and Mesa counties on the West Slope, are working to reopen their businesses more quickly. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
A new report strengthens the case that the Colorado River is likely to see severe declines in the future. Luke Runyon has more.
The Colorado River supports 40 million people in the western U.S. This report analyzes hundreds of scientific articles and future projections on its demands. And the result?
Yeah, it does look fairly grim.
University of Colorado researcher Jeff Lucas heads the Western Water Assessment and is the lead author.
We have well-known to anyone who's been following the river, we have a warming climate.
Which is limiting the amount of water. Lucas does see bright spots, though. Western water agencies are adapting to the change and placing new restrictions on demand for water. I'm Luke Runyon.
Members of Colorado's congressional delegation are urging the USDA to swiftly grant a disaster declaration for western Colorado. Last week's extremely cold temperatures came at a critical time for the area's fruit growers, and many have lost their entire crops. Governor Polis already submitted the request to free up aid for Western Slope farmers. Now Representative Scott Tipton and Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett are urging the agricultural secretary to grant it quickly. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.